Good morning. My guest this morning is Scott Wilkinson, a park planner with Sonoma County Regional Parks, and we're talking about the opening of Andes Unity Park, which opens on June 2nd, 2018. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks.
You know, there must be so many mixed feelings among the staff, among the community, in celebrating something that's wonderful, something that will bring the community together and yet is dedicated to a young man who died at the age of 13. I bet his spirit must have infused all of the meetings and all of the decisions that were made in the building of this park.
Absolutely, Steve. You're right to say the feelings are mixed, I think, by the department and the community at large. There was certainly an extra bit of gravity and emotion that went along in the planning of this park versus other parks, and really made it a unique endeavor, I think, right from the beginning.
Okay, it's in the Moreland neighborhood, I understand.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the surroundings of the park.
Yeah. So Moreland Avenue is parallel to Highway 101 there between Bellevue and Todd Road, are sort of the north and south extents of what is known as the Moreland neighborhood, mm-hmm. and bound on the west side by what now is the Smart Tracks. So it's really sort of an isolated little pocket of pretty dense residential area, and now it's going to have a wonderful approximately 4-acre park there.
Let's talk about the park. Tell me about all the features of the park that we can fit into this small amount of time we have.
Yeah, so like I said, in total, it's about 4 acres, a little hair over 4 acres, comprised of split between two parcels. It does have a road running through it, so that was part of the design challenge was to deal with how to, you know, afford a safe and crossing there and really make it feel like one park in one place. And on the smaller side, which is about 1 acre, it has more of a plaza-like feel, and which includes a picnic area, a playground, a central kiosco area. There is a restroom on the park that's located on that side. And across the way to the west is a much more open area that has a large open and flexible turf field for flexible use, a basketball court, a small skate spot. It's not a full-blown skate park, as you might have seen elsewhere, but a spot, which is kind of has some street-type skate obstacles and features, and some more picnic areas, and then a natural area rounding out the balance of that more open side of things.
Fabulous. And the opening itself, I imagine, as usual, there'll be some politicians there, but I imagine that the family of Andy Lopez, the community, those folks will also be heard from talking about why the park is important to them.
Absolutely, and kind of going back to what you said in the beginning, Steve, that it was a community process right from the beginning in terms of how this thing was planned, what sort of features we were going to include, and likewise, the planning of this event has also been very community based, and so we've had meetings over the last several months with a committee of community folks, some of which were involved in the planning and development of the park project itself, but working through all the details of that celebration, and it should be quite an exciting day.
Okay, now when do the festivities start?
At 1 o'clock, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Scheduled from 1 to 5 in the afternoon.
All right, so music, food, dancing, the speeches, which hopefully will be very, very short, and just a chance to bring the community together at this new space in honor of Andy Lopez and the unity of this community.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, well, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about it. This is the opening of Andes Unity Park, June 2nd. It's at 3399 Moreland Avenue, and I've been speaking with Scott Wilkinson, a park planner with Sonoma County Regional Parks, who I guess is the lead agency making this happen.
That's right.
All right, yeah. Thanks for joining me today.
Okay, thanks for having me.